Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I didn't get a warning.
I was enjoying the intro.
Yeah, right. I thought you were going to let the whole thing.
I didn't get a warning.
We're Chickies in South Philly. College basketball tournament is back. Watch all the action at Chickies and Pete's. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. We have said it. We are all in on capturing the flag now for the Philadelphia 76ers. And a gentleman, the best guy I know to give us the down low on what Cooper Flagg actually is as a player, is the great Kevin O'Connor of Yahoo, Kevin O'Connor Show, which you can get wherever you get your podcasts, and YouTube. KOC, how we feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling excellent, guys. How are you all doing today?
Oh, you sound great, KOC. You must have a pro setup over there.
It's super clear for you guys.
Yeah,
we are revolutionizing radio.
Yeah, look at this. 2025, we finally figured out.
Like I'm there with y'all.
Yes, it sounds great. Well, KOC, before we get to Cooper Flagg, is there any world in which you could have imagined the Philadelphia 76ers would be starting five guys you've never heard of on March 29th and trying to lose as many games to keep their draft pick this particular season?
I mean, the only scenario is the scenario that happened, is that Embiid goes down in flames. But even then, could you have anticipated that also Paul George would be out, that Maxey would be sidelined for long stretches, and that things would have exploded the way it has? No, I could not have imagined it resulting in the way that it has to be this bad. Because the whole reason they got Paul George is so they could stay afloat without Embiid for stretches. But no, I couldn't have seen 23 and 50 at this point with Quentin Grimes averaging 28 points in the month of March. No.
Yeah, I didn't really expect the game plan in late March to be give the ball to Quentin Grimes and let him cook. You know, that no offense to Quentin Grimes, but that doesn't mean that your season went the right way. You had actually Marcus Morris on the show, who was not particularly complimentary of Daryl Morey. Looking back on it, how would you grade Morey's, like, looking back on the decisions he made, would you be more critical looking at how it turned out, or do you think it was still, all in all, the moves that he should have made?
No, I mean, like, Paul George was a no-brainer on paper upgrade over Tobias Harris. It just has not worked out. It was the best free agent available. It was the best option for them. He nailed the pick in the first round going to get Jared McKean. He just got hurt. I just think you look at the roster, Gabusele was an A-plus signing, a guy who's been out of the league for years, and he's been pretty good this year. There are positive additions. It just didn't work out. So, I mean, that interview with Morris was funny because, like, I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
I asked him
about
I don't know, just analytics in the NBA, and he's like, I don't trust Daryl Morey.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, last one on the current Sixers before we get to Cooper Flagg. Would you fire Nick Nurse? Like, what do you think of the job Nick Nurse has done this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think he is not what I anticipated in terms of bringing some innovation to the system. He's better than Doc Rivers, but I think the Sixers can do better. You see the way Kenny Atkinson has been in Cleveland, the way Mark Daigneault is with Oklahoma City, with the way they build that system out and the amount of layers they have on their offensive side, the way they play defensively with different lineups. Nick Nurse, it feels like, doesn't have that amount of depth with his system for Philadelphia. So if I'm Morey, I'm looking at some of those situations and I'm saying to myself, where's the reason to have faith in Nick Nurse moving forward and building this team out the way he should be able to? So I'd look elsewhere. And plus, look what the Grizzlies did today. They fired their head coach with 9 games left in the regular season. That's insane.
A pretty good regular season for Memphis, too, right? I mean, it didn't seem like it was bad at all. Yeah,
they've been horrible. They're 0-12 in their last 12 games against teams that are currently over 500. Their defense is bottom 10 since Christmas. They've fallen apart. But overall, yes, it's been solid, but they've been terrible lately.
All right, KSC, now on to the important stuff, Cooper Flagg. We're all in Philly on the lottery, and we want to win it. We want to get Cooper Flagg. But, you know, most people are just starting to watch him now if you're not dialed in completely on college basketball. So where would you rank Cooper Flagg? You don't have to give us an exact number, but some context. As far as the best prospects in the NBA over the last 20 years or so, where do you see Cooper Flagg sitting in that hierarchy? Well, KOC, can you start again? Because we didn't hear the beginning of your answer. Could you go again?
Okay. Yep. Yeah. In terms of college prospects, I'd have Cooper ahead of Zion Williamson for sure. With Cooper's perimeter play, I'd have him ahead of AD because of the creation ability. And so you're going back to 07, Greg Oden, Kevin Durant that year. With Cooper Flagg, I see Ike completely shaking his head at me right now. Clearly, there's some disagreement there. But no, I think Cooper is at – he checks every single box on the floor. We saw that with what he's been doing the entire season for Duke, and we saw that absolutely in the Sweet 16. So I think I'd go back to KD, Greg Oden back in 07 as the best college prospect that I've seen.
Well – first of all, I forgot we were on YouTube and we can see each other.
Yeah.
So, yes. Let me get that out of the way first and foremost.
It's a new era.
Yeah, forgot about that, KOC.
Any comment on that tonight?
So now since that has been exposed, I may as well address what I thought was Now, Zion Williamson, I guess because of the Zion was more of an athlete than he was a complete basketball player, right? So I guess I can understand that freakish athlete.
Can't defend. Like, Zion, no way he's better than Cooper.
Right. I don't know, man. I think Zion's ceiling may have been higher, but I'm not going to argue because of the weight and the injury factor. But Anthony Davis is the one I really perked up at. Because I thought Anthony Davis was really like a new age basketball player coming out. He's long. He was tall. Ability to handle the ball, shoot from the outside, and plays the other end of the court. That's the one that kind of made my antennas perk up. You think he's a better prospect than Anthony Davis, huh?
Yeah, I think he's a better prospect than AD because of the creation ability. I mean, look, AD at Kentucky was obviously maybe the best college defender we've ever seen since, like, the 60s. Like, we're talking with AD, with what he did in college for Kentucky. That one year they had their unbelievable national champion team. But still, like, the shooting with him was iffy. He wasn't a three-point guy at the time. He was still just a mid-range guy, but he was mostly still just an interior finisher. And that's what he ended up really becoming in the NBA, was an elite finisher, but not a creator. With Cooper, the big question with him entering the season at Duke was, well, what's he going to be like as a shooter? He shot pretty well as a senior, but prior to that and in other competitions, he was always, you know, below 30% from three, very streaky off the dribble with a, you know, an okay handle. But the way he's improved this year for them, 87% from the lines in his last 25 games, 43% from three, elite mid-range, the playmaking feel. Like, you saw him looking off defenders last night, creating
awesome
for his teammates.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he's gotten so much better since we saw those clips of him last summer playing against Team USA. He's even better now than he was then. So I think with Cooper, if you asked me before the season, would I say Cooper Flagg was a better prospect than Anthony Davis? I would have said hell no. Like, that's crazy. But at this point, the way he's improved over the course of the season, I'd say best since Greg Oden and Kevin Durant back in 07.
Kevin O'Connor of the Kevin O'Connor Show and Yahoo joining us now to talk about Cooper Flagg, which hopefully we get that number one pick and get a chance to pick him. Who would you say are some good comps in the NBA over the last 20 years, 25 years for Cooper Flagg?
I don't think there's one great comp. There's like guys that there's shades of him.
Okay.
Like, you know, Gavone from Draft Express recently mentioned Kawhi Leonard as a Western Conference comparison. There's like shades of it with like the mid-range turnaround you saw from Cooper last night, you know, some of the mid-post stuff. But Kawhi's not as much of a passer. You could say, you know, kind of like, you know, some of the stuff Blake Griffin does or did in his prime as a creator from the perimeter. But Cooper's not quite the elite athlete as Blake Griffin, but he can be used as a screener and a creator in some of those ways. You could say, you know, I have in the draft guide Andre Kirilenko as a defensive player. That's what with I all said. The versatility.
Yeah.
Yeah, like AK-47, like is, you know, but AK-47 was also like a significantly higher, you know, blocks guy, steals guy than Cooper is. But Cooper's, you know, kind of got that versatility and feel that he has. But ultimately, there's no perfect one in terms of two-way ability. I don't think it's unreasonable to say like Scottie Pippen-esque, where maybe you ask the question, you know, well, yes, he's a Hall of Famer, NBA 75, one of the greatest players ever, 6 championships and all that, but Scottie wasn't the number one, it was Michael Jordan. With right. Cooper, that's ultimately the only question with him, is that is he elite enough of an athlete to be the engine of your team? He sure as hell looks like it, the way he's performing right now for Duke and the way he's developed this season. But there's a floor for him to be elite defender, switch across positions, size with playmaking, who can score and check so many boxes on your team. And that's why I think about Scottie. But really, there's no perfect comparison for Cooper Flagg. He's kind of his own thing.
You've talked about all the things he...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Does well. If I was to ask you, what is Cooper Flagg not good enough at yet, or anything that might worry you, what would be on that list?
You know, I mean, he does a little bit of everything. In my draft guide over at Yahoo, which launched earlier this week, it's just really jumper consistency is one of the concerns that I have listed for him. How real is it, what he's been doing the last 25 games, basically ever since he turned 18 years old, because he entered this season for Duke at 17. Is this sustainable for him? That's a concern, even though I'm very optimistic about what he's been doing. And then with the ball handling. He's not an elite athlete. Like, you can see that the way he's moved. He doesn't have the quickest first step. He isn't necessarily breaking down people with these advanced handles, ball on a string. So does that continue improving? And if it doesn't, is he going to be one of those guys who is an engine of your team as the source of all your offense? Or is he more like just one of the guys? But those concerns are, I think, pretty minor. When you know he can do those things already at such a high level, it's really just you're nitpicking about, well, what level actually can he end up reaching? How high is that ceiling really?
Let me ask you, because we know he's the prize of the draft.
That's who we're going to get.
That's who we're
when we get the first pick. Yep.
When you look at the rest of this draft, let's just say your top 10 prospects, do you see any other, like, true difference makers? Or do you see guys that would be complementary players once they get to the league? You see any other sort of build-around franchise players in that top 10?
No build-around guys. Yeah. I think there's guys who can help, but nobody who's a centerpiece. Like, if Philly ends up 2, 3, or 4, or if they end up keeping, like, at number 5,
yeah.
Since it's top 6 protected, like, I mean, I had Derek Queen from Maryland in my mock for earlier this week, but like Derek Queen isn't a guy you build around. He's just one of your pieces. And that's true, I think, even at number two with Dylan Harper, who is the consensus pick. He's 6'6". He's got versatility. He draws a ton of fouls. He gets into the paint. I think he'd be a great complement next to Maxey, but he's not the guy you're building around for your franchise. He's just one of your key pieces moving forward. So if Philly doesn't end up with number one, I'm sure Daryl Morey and that Sixers front office will be exploring every single trade possible and otherwise taking the guy they feel best fits next to the existing core.
Last one, KOC, and about those two guys, Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, both played for Rutgers. So, you know, guys that could go 2-3 and that team goes 15-17. Now, I know, like, you know, There are circumstances we don't know, but at least in Philly, I look at Markel Fultz, was on a bad college team, didn't work out in the NBA. I look at Ben Simmons. His team didn't really thrive in college, and you look what happened in the NBA. How much do you put the failure of the Rutgers team, how much do you consider that when you consider guys like Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper?
I mean, their teammates sucked as well. That's part of it. Like, if you look at the numbers, Dylan Harper, they have a +2 net rating when Dylan Harper's on the floor, -9 when he's off the floor. So they went from okay to terrible just anytime he was off the floor in the 10 minutes he's off. Now, with that said, you're right. Like, the team should be better if you're talking about two top three picks in a single draft. You'd think that those guys playing 30, 35 minutes a night, they'd be better than they were. So, you know, the people I've talked to around the league about that, there's definitely concern in terms of, like, can these guys be that face of your franchise centerpieces, particularly with Ace Bailey, with some of his bad habits, though he as a playmaker, as a decision maker, you know, sometimes a spacey defender. Can those guys really check all those boxes? So I don't think I'm going to move off of Harper at number two, but Bailey at number three isn't a lock for me. In any way, over the next 3 months, we'll see that change. But I'm not totally sold on either of those guys, to be honest with you. I'm not. I think they'll be solid players, but I'm not sold on the star path like some people are out there with them.
Well, it doesn't matter because we're going to get the first pick here in Philly on May 12th at the lottery. That's what's going to happen, KOC. Yes. Well, KOC, you can get the Kevin O'Connor Show wherever you get your podcasts, also on YouTube. Where can people – you mentioned the draft guide. KOC, you are a true sick person. To follow the NBA as much as you do and still be able to do the draft guide, I honestly don't know where you find the time, but where can people find the draft guide?
Over at Yahoo Sports, just look for the NBA draft guide. It's at the top of our NBA page, or just Google it, Kevin O'Connor NBA draft guide, and that should pop right up top for the 2025 rankings. We got a top 60 big board, a 2-round mock draft, player comparisons, and a whole lot else that's going to be coming out over the next 3 months. It's still early, man. Long way to go.
Long way to go. True sicko stuff. All right, KOC, we appreciate you.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
There he is, Kevin O'Connor. Man, he talks about Cooper Flagg, and I just, like, I need him. Like, especially, yeah. Let's take Embiid out of the picture, and let's take Paul George out of the picture. When you think about the fact that what they'd be rebuilding around is the three guys that I know will be on the Sixers next year are Tyrese Maxey, Jared McCain, and Justin
Quentin
Edwards. I don't know if Grimes will be on.
Really?
Well, Grimes is a restricted free agent. Somebody could offer him Brooklyn could offer him a big deal. Justin Edwards, a wing, you know.
Yeah.
But you rebuilding with, starting a rebuild with Jared McCain, Tyrese Maxey, Cooper Flagg, and, you know, Edwards is a rotation guy. Mm-hmm. Those are four young, bouncy, you know, explosive players to have on that team. Edwards to a lesser degree, of course, but I think I need Cooper Flagg now.
Yeah, we have to find that 6'5 to 6'9 wing player that can create his own shot.
Yep.
Can shoot from the outside.
Yep.
Has the ability to get to the basket. Like, we haven't really had that guy probably since who?
Ever.
Iguodala wasn't that guy.
We had Jimmy for a short time. It was just a short time.
Yeah, I'm talking for an extended period of time.
We haven't had that guy, right?
I mean, not in the last 25 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
You could go 30. I mean, like, you know about the Dr. J?
Well, and I'm thinking, like, probably Andrew Toney.
I was going to say Charles Barkley or Dr. J.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, we need that guy. Because when I'm looking at, and everybody can't be Steph. Right, so I need that guy that's big enough, and I love Maxey, But the 6'3", 6'2", size.
No, you need a bigger
guy. Yeah, you need a bigger guy.
Yeah. Well, and that's the entire, you know, next year is, if they're rebuilding, the Maxi McCain thing while you're rebuilding is fine. Yeah. But I...
You almost got to flip Maxi for other pieces.
Well, one of them. But if you're asking me, if you're rebuilding, what do you do? Mm-hmm. I don't take the guy that's already on the giant contract. Like, I take the guy who is the second year of his rookie deal, who is a more natural point guard, and you're probably going to get more for Maxi in a trade at mm-hmm. some point mm-hmm. than you're going to get for McCain, at least now. I'm not saying I would do it right away. For next year, it's fine.
Sure.
But the idea of having a championship-level team where your backcourt in 2025 is 2 6'2" guards, it's not realistic.
No.
It's not. Look. Portland. Now I know Portland made one conference finals, a little bit lucky, but
with Lillard, with Dame.
What's that?
With Dame Lillard,
with Dame and McCollum,
and CJ, yeah.
and like I couldn't imagine. That's a really good small.
That's
backcourt.
A good backcourt,
and
yeah.
they never had a chance of winning a title.
Nope,
never. You're going to need somebody who is explosive, who is a wing or a big, and I'm terrified of bigs now. Yep. You're going to need an explosive wing in there. Yeah. We gotta rig it.
Rig the draft. Capture the flag.
They gotta rig it.
Capture the flag, man.
Rig
Bring
it.
Cooper here.
Josh Harris. Call Adam Silver.
Do whatever it is you need to do.
Offer him $1 billion and rig it. Rig it. Stop Man. Buying sports teams and rig it.
They're yes. still fifth on Tankathon.
Well, because the friggin' Nets keep losing every game, but they're now three games from fourth.
Right.
Because New Orleans has won a few games in there.
Yeah.
Man, if they could get fourth and we lose that friggin' pick, I'll throw up all over myself.
I look at the draft, I'm looking at the prospects, and I'm like, yeah, I see some NBA players, but I just see roster fillers versus seeing star players. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And these guys come out so early, it's unfair to them because they all are coming out as freshmen and some of them are still developing. But because the draft is so void of talent, these guys are going to get drafted and teams just are going to develop them. Like, I'm looking at my guy from Michigan State, Jace Richardson.
Yep.
Now he's starting to move up in the – I watched him play. He's no more than a role player in the NBA right now. Well, like, why wouldn't you just stay in school and become a better player?
Well, and the thing that scares me about it is we keep talking about number one. Number one would be great. But we just want to keep the pick. And you wind up with number four. You wonder if the Sixers look and say, well, let's get another 32-year-old who can help us win now, a star player from a team that's ready to give up. I don't think you can double down on this thing with the Sixers.
Now, unless you're giving me Kevin Durant. I don't know. What the hell? Like, what can we get?
But I think they could get Kevin Durant.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's good.
Yeah, but Kevin Durant's 36. And like,
you're right.
Maybe there's a 27-year-old out there somewhere that a team's ready to give up on. That does, I don't know, but that's why this is such a – look, that pick is a great asset to have, even if it isn't – flag.
Yeah.
But what you do with it and the difference that player makes, I really don't know. Do you use that pick to get off of Embiid? Like, do you I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. It's a tough.
They have to be thinking about all these things.
All of them. Right. So, wow. But I need Cooper flag.
It could be a big summer.
It could be a big summer. Could be an exciting summer. All right. It's Overreaction Friday. Phils win 7-3. They strike out 19 times, but I'm telling you, it was a good 19 strikeouts.
Yes.
You should be encouraged with what you saw from the Phillies based on plate discipline, what we saw out of their bullpen, except for Romano, who I'm out on. Do you feel better or worse about the Phillies after yesterday? 215-592-9494 on an Overreaction Friday. Coming up next, we award the belt. Now, DeCamera has the belt.
The camera currently has the belt.
Yes. So he could still have the belt if we don't give the belt to somebody else.
Yeah.
So
is he deserving is the question.
Is he deserving? We'll do that. Your Phil's calls as well. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games and big events. Always better at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.